And we're back here on WGH Talk Radio, Getaway Friday, April the 10th, 2026, 14 minutes past the hour. You're tuned in to a time slot normally held by the pastor spot here on the station, but we have not heard from Pastor Whitaker this week, but we hope he'll return very soon. So Matt Morgan and I will continue on with the morning's conversation this morning. Matt, how are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
So, oh, by the way, the phone lines will remain open. What has the tenor of this morning been for you?
We just kind of been talking about, politics, I guess, state-level politics, you know that thing.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah, it's been good. I've enjoyed it.
That's how you have to do it. So, we were talking about psychiatry earlier on.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and how some people, I feel, should go to a psychiatrist. But when you tell them this, they don't like that. Which I think is just a little backwards.
Honestly, look, if somebody wanted to pay for me to go to a psychiatrist, I would.
You know,
it's expensive.
I truly believe there is a person, because there's a person who used to get a little, what would you say? They got a little upset when I would say things like that to them. And I do believe that their New Year's resolution was to not get upset when I say stuff like that to them. Because I don't hear nearly as much about it as I used to.
Their New Year's resolution just to not let things bother them?
I think it was. But I know it still bothers
them. Well, obviously. People don't change on a dime like that.
No. But I think their New Year's resolution was to not let me know that it was bothering them. Because I think they think that's how they win the game, is if they don't show emotion back to it.
It's a game.
I think to them it is. To me, it's a project.
Yes, I understand.
To me, it's a project. I'm just trying to fix the person because I know that they are damaged.
You know, I had a friend who was like a project at one point. Now,
see?
I got very frustrated because I'm not, you know, I don't know. But, I gave up on that whole thing.
Listen, I'm not saying I can fix them. I'm just saying that I'm working on fixing them.
Look, I was trying, and, I ended up being like, you know, this is not worth my time.
So what were their problems?
I guess the typical things. I mean, they kind of a lot like this other person.
So how would you qualify these problems?
Like, what word would I use to describe them?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they were, I don't know if sensitive is the right word, but, you know, they would like to do the thing where they poked fun at you, and then you'd poke fun at them, and then they'd be, like, taken genuinely, like, aback by it, and I'm like, what?
Well, as I said,
they just, like, they were very just confusing, confusing people.
Well, I think...
They were a very confusing person, I guess.
Well, I think this person has a hard time believing that they have ego. And they don't like that. But you've met that person, and I think you think they have a little bit of an ego, wouldn't you say?
Oh, there is also that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why do you think they don't realize it?
Well, I don't know. I mean...
Maybe they just don't want to point it out.
I really don't. Well, it could be that. I don't know why. I mean, I feel like an ego is... I don't know. I guess you could be blind to an ego, I suppose.
I think it's good to have a healthy ego to some degree.
Well, I mean, you want to be confident. I don't know if you want to have an ego, necessarily.
Well, ego is seen as a vain thing, but
I mean, you want to be confident.
All I know is it's very interesting to me how upset this person can get about that such a silly thing to me, ego.
Also, this the person who I was, you know, friends with, they would like complain about a lot of things, and then like I'd offer like solutions, and then they'd be like, no, they'd get upset that I was offering solutions and all kinds, and I was like, what? I don't understand here. What do you want? I mean, they just wanted to have problems. Like, it really seemed like they wanted to have problems.
Well, I think they want to believe they can fix their own problems. You know, again, that's a little egotistical in a way, that I can fix myself, but I don't...
There's nothing wrong with needing help.
No, everybody needs a helping hand from time to time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree.
And I think the one recently that really got to him was when I said they lacked empathy and sympathy.
I've been told that myself.
Well, there you go. Did you take it? Did you take it so harshly?
I mean, no, not really. I mean, you know, I mean, it is what it is, I guess. I mean, that's it. There's nothing I can do or say to change your opinion of that.
Well, there is just something about this person that's a little off when it comes to empathy and sympathy. Now, I'm not saying they lack total empathy and sympathy because I don't know what their reactions are to other people. I'm just saying the reactions that I have seen from them in certain situations I think it would justify that they don't have much of an empathetic or a sympathetic bone. Now, as I said, maybe that's just toward me, or maybe that's just what I've seen.
Well, I mean, it could be. I mean, everybody's got a different opinion of people. That's, yeah.
But, you know, they didn't like hearing that.
I think it'd be an interesting social experiment if you could somehow, like get somebody's, like, unbridled, or a lot of somebody's unbridled opinions of you, and then just compare them.
Well, I just can't believe how much this person has changed in the time that I've known them. I mean, usually you get subtle changes from people over a period of years. But boy, talk about big, whopping changes.
Well, I don't... Maybe they just don't consider themselves a friend of yours anymore.
Maybe, which is okay. You know, that happens.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
I'm just saying, the person that I first met and the person that exists today could not be more diametrically opposed.
Well, I mean, I think that the person you first meet is always not a genuine representation.
No, and I don't think it was, and I think that was part of the problem.
I mean, the longer you know anybody, the more the closer you get to the, you know, a clear picture.
I think now I've seen the real person, but I think in the beginning I did not see the real person, and pieces just fell away as time went along.
Well, yeah, I mean, the longer you know somebody, their guard gets let down, and then you know,
But I do understand, with this person, I never understood why certain situations happened in their life. Like, I would hear about their life, and I would say, gosh, I wonder how that happened. You know, that doesn't seem to fit the person that I know. But as time has went on, now I look at it and I say, oh, okay, well, now I understand why that happened.
Well, I don't know that that's great.
Not great, but it's like, you know, when you notice when you're putting together a jigsaw puzzle and you get that final piece and you're putting it in, it's kind of like that. The final piece of the puzzle, now I understand why this person is the way they are.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know enough about anybody to 100% say that I know for a certain. But there have been people where there are things that I'm just like, oh, yeah, and I'm just like, yeah, it all makes sense now, yeah, I suppose.
Well, like when I first, I'll tell you an example of this. It has to do with this radio program. When I first met this person, I've said before, I don't like to say people's names in any event, because I don't think that everybody wants to be brought up, even though a story might be brought up about them. Well, so I did that, and they said, well, you can mention my name. Okay, so I started mentioning their name. Then there became a point where it was, don't mention my name. So, you know, that changed over time.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
Well, I just think that was more along the lines of a personality change that happened.
You got some kind of mental disorder picked up somewhere along the way, or like...
Well, I didn't say they had a mental disorder, but...
I mean, I don't think people's, you know, personalities just change. If personalities just change...
What would you call that? I think that's a weird, weird thing to happen.
If people's personalities change, usually that's a sign of something.
And here, every time I say something, they respond the same... They go, that's so weird of you to say. That's so weird of you to say.
Sounds like they're suspicious.
Well, it seems like it. I mean, we sit here and talk every Friday morning. Do you find this to be a weird conversation?
No.
Okay. Everything I say to them is weird. They for some reason.
Well, I don't know. In the context of doing a show, I guess it's. Oh, maybe if we were just sitting around talking about it, maybe it'd be strange to some extent.
I don't know. I just think it's weird how they behave.
Well, I could agree.
Yeah, that, yeah, they're just a weird behavior. And, you know, God bless them, though. They can do what people. They want. Well, certainly. But, you know, and when they would listen to the show and I would say something, who knows? Maybe they don't listen to the show anymore.
Well, I don't think they've said anything in a while.
No, I haven't heard from them in a while. So that used to be another thing. Anytime I would bring up something, they would respond. But that might be that New Year's resolution of, I'm not going to let him get to me. I'm not going to show him that I care what he's saying. So it could be that as well.
Well, I mean, I suppose. I mean, I don't know that it's... I think people should have a New Year's resolution to just, like, speak their mind. I think that'd be good.
Well, it used to be somewhat interesting because I used to like to see what they had to say. But...
Well, I don't understand what, because now I feel like it's just going to, like, fester.
I don't know if it'll fester, because I think, lately, they are acting stranger and stranger by the day.
I'm telling you, it's festering.
I don't know. But, you know, whatever. You can't fix certain people's problems, because they don't want to fix them.
Yeah, I think some people just want to have problems.
Right. So, God bless them, you know, whatever.
I wish them well.
Yeah, I mean, we hope they fix their problems, but the first step to fixing a problem is realizing you have one.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think we're not at that step yet with this person.
Well, I don't remember who said it, but somebody somewhere along the line said that if you write down your problem, the problem's halfway solved.
And I think they should do that. I don't think they've ever thought they had flaws.
Well, everybody's got flaws.
See, because I'll say, I don't think you ever believe you have any flaws, and they'll say, oh, of course I do, but they'll never say what they are.
Well, I don't think people want to go pointing out their flaws.
I don't know. I just wonder what's wrong with people sometimes. But some people just got a little bit of a problem to them.
Well, yeah. I mean, also, I think that... I think that somewhere along the way, they maybe, this is based on, other things, I suppose, but I feel like somewhere along the line, they feel like their life just isn't going the way they planned it.
No, I think there's a lot of that with them. I think it's disappointment in their life.
Like, I feel like that maybe when, like, it's one of those things that I feel like maybe when they were, like, a kid or something, somebody was just like, you know, oh, you're gonna be the, you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread, and...
They're just a person. They're just doing the normal things that people do, and I think it's kind of low-barred them.
It's very possible.
And I think also their whole self-worth is seen in how other people view them. And that's a problem.
Well, that's no problem.
No, you can't believe what other people say. By the way, phone lines are open if you have any opinions on this. Psychoanalysis 101 here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. Were you here when we played the Eddie Vedder song, the Cubs Eddie Vedder song, last week? I'd never heard that.
Maybe. I don't know who Eddie Vedder is.
He's a member of a band, one of the big popular bands. I'm trying to remember which one it is.
The only things I remember listening to last week were like the...
Oh, the Joey Lawrence thing?
We listened to like the...
Yeah.
Ooh. The Super Bowl Shuffle.
Oh. Because we thought Refrigerator Perry had went on to his reward.
Oh, yes.
Thank God he hasn't.
Yeah, he's doing good.
He's close to it, but he's not dead.
Well, I don't know that he's close to it. I think he's...
From what I read, it didn't sound very good.
Well, I mean, he's not like in like the prime shape or anything, but...
Not even near the prime shape.
But I don't think he's on his deathbed.
No, but the song was... because we always play the Ghost Pearl Jam. See, I about said Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam's good. Okay. I like Pearl Jam.
Well, you know, we always play the Go Cubs Go song, and I played that when the season opened up for the Cubs. But the guy who wrote Go Cubs Go is dead. So, you know, he's not doing any concerts at this particular point. But Eddie Vedder did a song for the Cubs that I guess I had never really listened to be honest with you. So I didn't even know. I don't even remember ever hearing it. But I thought, God, that's a good song. You know, how lucky can a team get to have two good songs written about them? Because everybody likes Go Cubs Go, but the Eddie Vedder song, All the Way, is very, very, very good. So, I mean, you know, it's baseball season. The Cubs aren't doing very well. But let's listen to the Eddie Vedder Cubs song here on WGH Talk. This is very, very good. Get ready for this. And you don't even like baseball. But it's Eddie Vedder, All the Way.
Don't let anyone say that it's just a game, for I've seen other teams and it's never the same. When you're born in Chicago, you're blessed and you're healed. The first time you walk into Wrigley Field, our heroes wear pinstripes, heroes in blue, give us the chance to feel like heroes too. Forever we'll win, and if we should lose, we know someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way. We are one with the Cubs we're in love. Yeah, hold our head high as the underdogs. We are not fair weather, but foul weather fans. Like brothers in arms in the streets and the stands. There's magic in the ivy in the old scoreboard. The same when I stared at as a kid keeping score. World full of greed, I could never want more. And someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, 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 someday we'll go all the way. To the men and the legends we've known, teaching us faith and giving us hope. United we stand and united we'll fall, down to our knees the day we win it all. Yeah, Ernie May said, oh, let's play too. Oh, did he mean 200 years in the same ballpark, a diamond our jewel, of our joy and our tears, keeping traditions and wishes made new, a place where our grandfathers, fathers, they grew, a spiritual feeling if I ever knew, and if you ain't been, I am sorry for you, when the day comes for that last winning run, and I'm crying and covered in beer, I look to the sky and was right to think someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, 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 someday we'll go all the way. Oh, someday we'll go all the way.
Good song.
I think so. That's a nice song.
Very, very, very good song. And, you know, he was just very, very good. I don't know. Fascinating guy, I think. Well, he sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game, you know, the Harry Carey bit during the World Series.
Oh, that's good.
In 2016. I think we have that here.
Your chance Maybe. To win a free trip with tickets to...
We got to get through the ads. Always the ads. The ads always weigh us down. No, but this is him doing the Harry Carey conducting Take Me Out to the Ball Game during the World Series. They hadn't won yet, but here it was.
Look at this. Look at you. Wrigleyville is full. It's October 30th, and there's baseball at Wrigley Field for the first time in history. I know we want to thank Theo and Tom and Joe and the team for bringing the World Series to Wrigley Field 2016. And there's one guy in particular I want to sing my ass for, and he's number three. He's behind the plate. He may retire, but he'll never quit. Mr. David Ross, I'd like to belt this one out for you. It's his last game at Wrigley. Let's sing it for him. Let's sing it with Harry.
We did take that show to Cleveland and won the World Series in the seventh game in extra innings.
It's a long World Series.
Oh, it was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I remember I was half awake the next morning when I came in to do that show. It was one. You know, that morning, you know, I haven't listened to that probably since it happened. That's 10 years ago now.
Now, look, I've never been to an MLB game, but I've been to, like, you know, Columbus Clippers.
Oh, Columbus Clippers.
Like, I don't know. I've been to, like, you know, like, I don't know, high school baseball and whatnot. Baseball is just boring.
No, that's...
You hit the ball, and then you watch the outfielder run under it, and they stand there for, like, 3 seconds, and then they catch the ball, and then it's you're out. And then they move on to the next play, and it's the same exact thing.
I'm trying to find the broadcast, the way I opened up the broadcast the morning after the World Series of 2016. What day would that have been? I'm trying to think here. Let's see here. Well, I know I had everybody on that morning. It had to have been... See what day Game 7 of the 2016 World Series was. Oh, now see, we're getting messages here that they don't like the song.
What song? I thought the song was good.
The song was very good. But we'll go back in history here, the WGH archives here, and see what day the World Series was won. And there was a Ghost of Christmas Past in that picture there. Did you see that? Holy mackerel. Got to do some re-examining of that. But
I forgot what I was doing.
Do some reshuffling of that. Scary stuff there. Here we are, 2016. Okay.
November 2nd.
November 2nd was the last game?
I guess.
That was Game 7?
I looked up Game 7 of the 2016 World Series. This is November 2nd.
Okay, November 2nd, I had on the Reverend Jesse Jackson, who was from Chicago, but he was talking about the Hillary campaign, but we did talk a little bit about the Cubs. I had on Larry Merchant, Jack Rosenberg, who had covered the Cubs for years, Dutchie Carey, Harry Carey's widow, and Pat Brickhouse, Jack Brickhouse's widow. And then the day after, which would have been the 2nd? The second comes after the third, right? The third?
Yes.
I had Pat Brickhouse, Dutchie Carey, and Larry Merchant on. So I think this is how I opened the broadcast the morning after the Cubs had won the World Series. Let's hope that's what this is.
Well,
Good afternoon. It is a Thursday, November 3rd, 2016, 1:12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are having a celebration of the Chicago Cubs, who after 100...
I do not think that was the first hour. I think that must have been the second hour. What we want to hear is the first hour. Okay, hold on. November 3rd, 2016. It's like when Kennedy was shot. We have to go back. I really like this song. Good afternoon,
folks. It is Thursday, November the 3rd, 2016, 12:13, coming up on 12:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and all I have to say is after 108 years, 7 games, a 3-1 deficit, and 10 innings, a rain delay, a comeback by the Indians in the bottom of the eighth inning to tie it up. Miracles do happen. The Chicago Cubs, who would have ever thought I'd say these words? The Chicago Cubs are the World Series champions. Let's go back to last night and listen to the last minute of that game. Now what is an historic moment. This was close to 1 a.m. East Coast time.
Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs win the World Series! Bryant makes the play! It's over! And the Cubs have finally won it all! 8-7-10!
What an amazing moment it was, and we are joined by a man who was with us yesterday. He was with us when the Cubs got into the playoffs. He was with us when the Cubs won the playoffs. He was with us before Game 1 of the World Series. One of my dear, dear friends and favorite guests on this show. Oh my goodness, what a pleasure it is to talk today to longtime HBO boxing analyst and a man who's covered sports for more than a half century, Larry Merchant. Larry, what a great day.
It is a great day. I think I'll luxuriate in the warmth that game radiated for the entire winter, or at least until the election next week.
I have to tell you, Larry, I was late, because it got late last night here on the East Coast, close to 1 a.m., and I'm falling asleep last night. Well, that's not true. I was pretty wired watching this game, but, you know, it's getting late, and when it happened, because I'm telling you, I was feeling pretty bad in the eighth inning, when the Cubs won, I heard your voice say, "This makes Cinderella look like a sad story." One of the great lines that you said when Buster Douglas knocked out Mike Tyson. Where do you put this in great sports moments?
I'm not sure. You know, of course, the sports landscape, we often get great individual stories and dramas. For example, during the Olympics in Rio. In what I still think of as the national game, even if it's not as popular as some other games these days, For baseball, it will rank high. Back in the day when I would occasionally show up at Wrigley Field, there would be very scattered crowds usually. They were not the sentimental favorites that they have become because of all of the suffering of their fans, many of whom were well-known people who came out of Chicago to make themselves bigger names elsewhere, and but always had Chicago in their hearts. So certainly for serious baseball Chicago fans, this is a moment to savor over and over. And one of the best parts of it is you look at it, that team, and you think, we're going to see more of these guys in the postseason.
November 3rd, 2016, the morning after. And in there, by the way, those are on the archive if you want to go and listen to the whole shows. Those are fun shows to listen to. WWGH1071.com. Dutchie Carey, Harry Carey's widow, is there. She had been up till after 1 a.m. the night before. Pat Brickhouse, Jack Brickhouse's widow, is a part of those programs. If you listen to the shows leading up to that, because you never knew when it was going to end, so I was booking them every day, and it went seven games. Seven games, extra innings, a rain delay in the World Series.
Well, that's nice.
That's why the archives here are great.
I think archives are good, yeah.
You know, when I look back at the archives, really there should be a show, a big 12th anniversary coming up here in June. There should be a show of the greatest just moments, not necessarily interviews, but moments that would be there, because we covered that world, and it was paralleling the election, and the Cubs were Guardians were involved, so this was happening in Ohio. I mean, it was just so interesting. And the election was paralleling it. Trump and Hillary happened the next Tuesday. That was a Thursday. I mean, it was just a very, very, very strange time.
Did you go to the World Series?
Yes. There are pictures of that somewhere.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we went up to Cleveland. It was fun. It was fun. It was just fun.
Ugh.
And,
even for the Super Bowl of baseball, ugh.
Well, that with the Indians had not won in I don't know how long. The Cubs had 108 years. I mean, it was just fun. Somebody was going to win, and it was going to be exciting, and it was. But that would certainly great moments, and I think other maybe memorable moments is the way to put it. I think certainly the first morning we came on of the pandemic is a morning I'll remember, driving the streets to get to the station and nobody's on the road. Ted Williams announcing he was running for president. That became national news. That's certainly a moment.
That's part of the reason I'm here, kinda.
See, there you go. Election nights are interesting.
Election night's good.
There's a lot of interesting stuff that has happened over the years. So, good moments. You know, you'd have to go back and look at them, but... there's been some fun stuff.
Why
but that's a moment I won't forget. The Cubs.
Baseball.
Baseball. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. Pete Rose.
Hey, this is not really the same thing, but the... How come the National Hockey League, is that like the premier hockey league in the world?
Well, I think in the United States.
So, like, the Canadian Hockey League's better?
Well, I think they would say so.
Well, yeah, but I don't know.
I don't know a whole lot about hockey.
If you were drafted to both the the CHL and the NHL, like, where are you going?
I don't know what this has to do with baseball.
Well, I just started thinking because, like, the Toronto Blue Jays are, you know, obviously Toronto is a team in Canada, but the MLB, I do believe, is an American organization. Baseball is, you know, the American sport, I do believe, as it's called.
It is. The All-American Game.
Yes.
How can you not like baseball?
It's boring. I don't know.
No, because baseball, see, there are no great moments. So you won't like this. But there are no great moments.
I could think of like three right now. Top of my head.
No. There aren't, because it's a game of penalties, and it's a game of, I don't know. Baseball is a game of you're out or you're in.
I mean, I don't know. The Bills came back from a 15-point deficit against the Ravens in like 5 minutes. I mean, that's, you know, pretty unheard of. I mean, the Chiefs beat the Texans. I mean, they came back. I mean, they put up like 20 points in a quarter.
By the way, if anybody would like to weigh in, feel free. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
And not even in a quarter. It was with like, I don't remember how much time left to go, because they were going into halftime, and then they scored like 3 touchdowns going into halftime. It was crazy.
You know, I have not been to Chicago in a while. I think it'd be fun to go back there.
I mean, you have like the Miracle in Miami play.
I don't even know what that is.
The Patriots. It was the Patriots and the Dolphins, and they did it was just a play, and the Dolphins were essentially, they won by the last play, and it was, you know, anyways. But I mean, you have like the like, I think we threw Aaron Rodgers threw the ball to, like, I don't know, Jeff Janis or something. and you know, we beat, I think, the Cowboys. We beat with a Hail Mary, 2 Hail Marys in a row, as a matter of fact, to the same person. So, I mean, like, there's all kinds of things in football. That's just off the top of my head.
Well, see, that's boring to me.
Well, baseball is boring.
Hearing about it about put me to sleep.
I mean, the whole game of baseball, in my opinion, is they hit the ball. And then you watch the ball go up in the air. You watch the outfielder run. He stands there for a minute.
I don't think you see
catches the ball.
I think you're missing the drama in the whole thing. See, that's the thing. I think that's where you miss it.
Baseball is just boring.
No, because when you are there, you know it's coming. That pitcher's going to wind up, and it's coming. And several different things are going to happen.
Yes, I watch the ball leave. I watch the batter
hit. He could miss.
The ball.
It could be a strike. He could hit it. It could be a foul ball. He could hit it. It could be an out. It could be a home run.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So, like,
I went to a baseball game the other day. I went to a baseball game the other day. I'm talking about drama. The baseball team was behind one run going into the bottom of the seventh inning, which is the end of these high school games. Bases loaded by the team that's behind. Last time up, person comes up to bat. Even if they get a base hit, the game's tied. And they go into extra innings. If they're out, they're out. That's drama. Football doesn't have that drama.
There are all kinds of things like that.
I just told you why there's not.
I mean, like, I can literally give you one that happened this year. I mean, like, the Packers were in the playoffs. They lost we lost. But, I mean, like, we drove down the field, and there would have been we lost to the Bears. We drove down the field. It would have been a play to put us in the lead, and we would have won the game. But, no, it was a throw over the middle, and it was deflected. And we lost the game.
See, right there. All
that was
stuff,
drama.
That's not drama. Deflection?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, look. You listed off four things.
I do that when I'm driving
there.
Down the road. Deflection.
Okay. You said it could be a foul, meaning nothing happens. They have to throw the ball again. It could be a strike, meaning
you're
nothing
out.
Happens. They have to throw the ball again.
No, you're out. You're out.
Not if you get three strikes.
No, but it could be the third strike.
Well, it could be. Okay.
Ball. Again? Which means you could walk somebody.
After four, again, nothing happens.
Yeah, but you don't know where you are in the count.
Again, nothing happens.
There are infinite possibilities.
Mean, like, all of the things you were listing off have a net zero. I mean, they literally just adds a one. I mean, like, you
know. No, not if, what? Not if it's the third strike or the fourth ball.
Okay, if I have 3 balls, 2 strikes, I have now watched you pitch 5 times,
yes,
and not a thing has happened.
Any one
not
of those
a
balls,
one has happened.
But anything can happen. The first pitch could be a home run. First pitch could be an out. Could be anything. could be a line drive. Could be a bunt.
Boring game.
No, it's
the majority of baseball is nothing. It's literally nothing happening. They throw the ball. That's the majority of baseball. They throw it over the plate.
It's the American pastime.
Oh, boy.
It is, and it will always be.
I don't know. I think football is taking that.
Football is Taylor Swift. That's what it's become. Taylor Swift eclipsed football, took it over, And now she's got one of those players dancing around in her concerts. How about that?
Travis Kelce is about to retire, okay?
Well, to become her backup dancer.
Well, that's good for him.
Good for him. That's right. But she came in and she picked up that game. She said, listen, this is how it's going to be. And the most world... That has to be a black eye on football. Don't you think that the most watched Super Bowl in the history of Super Bowls is the one that Taylor Swift was at? She drove up the ratings. That's sad.
It's a cult. I don't know what else to say there.
Right, but I mean, the cult took over football. No cults in baseball.
Well, I'll tell you what. You put a Scientologist in football, and I guarantee you numbers are going to shoot up.
No, they wouldn't even let her in the... They would not even let somebody like that in the ballpark.
Who?
They don't let people like that in the ballpark.
Who?
People like that, who are going to try to take the focus off the game. Football loves it.
Taylor Swift.
They put... No, I'm talking football.
Oh,
allows
about
it.
Baseball.
Oh yes, football allows it. Put her in the thing and let's take pictures of her in the box all night long.
I don't know anything about baseball.
No, baseball wouldn't allow that.
Well, baseball's terrible. Terrible.
No, baseball's got a real heart.
See, you just gotta see. I don't know. It's the TV. The TV's the problem. If you go to a baseball, honestly, if I went to a game and Taylor Swift was there, I would never know. I'm watching the game.
But football's a game.
I don't know.
For
I guess they probably put it on the Jumbotron, and I'd be like, ugh. Like, why?
If there was a football game every night of the week, it would not be popular.
And then they beat her over the head because she was drinking like a beer or something at a football game.
Well, she's of age, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's singing profane songs now.
It's
though.
A football game, okay? Let her, it's fine.
Well, I don't care what she does.
Yeah, but apparently somebody does. They
well, yes, everybody
beat her
does.
Over the head for it.
I don't know. It's football.
Yeah, I agree. It's football.
It's a good time to take a nap when football's on.
Oh, no.
Well, to me it is.
Well, I like football.
Well, that's okay, but it's just...
I like hockey, too. I don't keep up with hockey. I like to watch hockey. At least hockey's entertaining to watch.
It's just a mid-range thing.
Hockey is definitely the third sport, though. I mean, like, I like hockey, so my lineup would be, like, football, hockey, baseball, but, like, I'm pretty sure, I'm sure baseball and the NFL are above hockey, though.
Isn't it interesting? You can go through a webpage that's there all the time and be scrolling down a page, and all of a sudden, you see a picture that obviously needs some cropping.
What?
You gotta crop people out of pictures.
That's fine. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't realize that needed to be done. Yeah. Oh, Adam said that Steven Weber is on that medical show that he's on as an extra. Chicago Med. Chicago. See, there you go. It all comes back.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I think that's great. See, I knew Steven Weber was an actor,
yeah,
and he was on Wings. It was a very popular show in the 90s.
Every time you say Wings, I think of, like, Touched by an Angel.
Well, no, that was...
My grandma loves Touched by an Angel.
Well, that was on in the 90s, too, but...
Every time I go over there, she's got Touched by the Angel.
Well, Touched by an Angel was a very interesting show. Kind of the same plot every week, but, there you go.
And then they took it off TV because they complained about it. Not even because of ratings.
Oh, no, it was the ratings.
It was the ratings.
Oh, yes.
I was under the impression that they just complained a lot.
No. The ratings tumbled on that show terribly.
Oh, well, I can understand why.
Well, they had it on Sunday night for a long time.
The show wasn't bad, but, like, I mean,
It was on for about 10 years. I mean, how long do you want to be on?
You see one episode, and I think you've seen the whole show at that point.
No, they had it on Sunday nights for a long time, and it did good. It was like a top 10 show. Then it started after like 8 or 9 years to go down, so they moved it to Saturday. And when they moved it to Saturday, it was at the bottom.
Well, of course. I mean, why would you move it to Saturday?
Well, because it was starting to fade, and they wanted to put a new show on Sundays, which was their strong night.
They just cancel it.
Well, it wasn't totally dead yet. They thought. I think they actually thought that a show that was still in the top 20, if they moved it to Saturday, would do halfway decent. And it didn't. It went right through the floor. And they added Valerie Bertinelli as another angel. I mean, they were really struggling to keep that thing on the air.
Who is that?
An actress from the 70s who was in sitcoms.
Which one?
She had glasses.
I don't know. I can think of three angels.
No. See, you haven't even seen the latter episode.
Apparently not.
Yeah, where they were trying to save it. Everything they could do to keep that thing on the air. When they moved it to Saturdays, it tanked.
I can think of two of the three angels' names.
Moving any show to Saturday puts you in the problematic category.
People do things on Saturdays.
Well, but they thought that was an older viewer-skewing show. So you got a show that's still doing okay.
I think it's just I don't know.
It's not a religious show. I've seen Touched by an Angel.
I mean, it's. I mean, I don't know.
It's an entertainment show.
I mean, they.
We'll be back after this.
Stuff.
Stay tuned.
Do you go home at night, Helen, and think, my goodness, this person said that, this person said that? Does it keep you up at nights?